years. Believe that the progressive method, what has been done, continue to offer imperative. Not a single football or a single celebration has been given to our company yet. But that person has decided to add this on to injury in the same way. You have something to say. You got a patient to listen to you. Even if you are talking to them, that's the person I'm here to bring to you. I'm here to present that personality. When you step on your foot, you can ask why you step on me. If you don't step on me. That's the person I'm here to present. Do you know what is happening in the Republic of Sudan? The war that is in the Republic of Sudan, it is a parliament between the president and the vice president. So I'm here to present someone who respects authority, who understands the work of the vice president, even with the constitution. That's the person I'm here to present. I'm here to present someone, somebody who has maintained a manner. But for the 2 years, that's the person I'm here to present. I'm here to present someone who says all of the problems that we have in the country, and we have to address all of the problems, we must be able to connect the country. From here to Dyson, from here to Nimba, from here to Greenville, the road network is a first priority, a second priority, and a third priority. That's the person I'm here to present. I'm here to present someone who is heading the political party, who is heading the unity party. And when you look in that unity party, the first 3-4 person in higher authority will find employment. Nido Nai is the senior vice chair of the United Party. That's the person I'm here to present. This means it will be difficult for Grand Gideon to be combated. That's the person I'm here to present. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, you have made history.
Yes.
You have made history. But to come back the history on October 10, 2017, no other person, Joseph Newman Bwaga, is number one of the people. The next president, Samuel Kayinde, what he has done to make you come here for people to know you today. We know that Liberia, all of your children were born in this country. All of your children went to school in the country. So you know why Liberia should be developed so that our educational system, our health system can be more vigilant in responding to the needs of our people. I'm a vice president, stand up here in the party. Incoming president, I'm January 20th. Thank you very much, the people of Grand Gideon support you. And I stand by you. When the people of Grand Gideon say you are their friend, they support you. All other people behind you, they are our friends. We will continue to be with you. Do not allow the doctors to take your mind away. We will stand by you, money without money, we will support you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my people.
thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, our campaign manager. Let me recognize the leadership of this great county. Our chief elder, the superintendent, the members of the Muslim community, the Christian community, our party leadership, our special guest in the United States, and founder of the Muslim Party, our women, the youth, all our long list of supporters. I want to thank you and God bless this great county, this county that I trust so much. God bless you. Please have your seat. I know Nigerians, we've been here a couple of times. In 2005 and 6, came here to ask you to support the leadership of the first female president of Liberia and Africa. The second time we came again and appealed to you. Other time we have visited you. During the rain, you stood up for hours to await our arrival. We came here also to address the community college graduate, and you were there in numbers. You've shown us a lot of friendship, a lot of support, and you call us Doni, which we know that we are related. And I know I said my name, Potipa, because I know that it came from your heart. So I want to bring you greetings today. And I thank you for all your support. One thing I can tell you, I trust when you say you mean business, you mean business. In my own way, I've always found it as I go through life to know what is important for this country, to know what the people of this country need, to know what will bring us together. People talk about peace and reconciliation, but we know what can unite us because what they see as differences, we know that we look more at solutions. The people of Grandjira have always been Grandjirians, but you find here is more of people from all over than the Grandjira that you talk about. We want to thank you for being people that are willing to bring people together and unify them. I'm saying today here to recall all of the times that we have visited here and to show you that we are part of this country. We have relationship here. And you see that whenever I'm here, I bring your children with you because that to show you that long before you even thought about us, we knew that we can embrace you even through the inclusion of your children in government and in at our party level. Today's visit is not a first, it's not a second, but this is the one I enjoy most because it is a visit that will seal the agreement between us, because the next time we come here in a couple of years, we don't want to come by air. We want to make sure that when we take office the first time, that we are bound to connect the Southeast. This is our plan. This is our plan. Because our people talk about unifying the people. Unifying the people, when the people move around freely, you don't have to hold their hand. They will be unified. They will make friendship. What is our problem in this country is that you can't even get to places. Yesterday, upon our arrival, we went to Jaizong, and of course, to the Niao clan in the Kavala district. And I saw the beauty just going to that place. A very short road. But it took us hours to get there. These are the things that I consider unacceptable, that our people must be able to move around freely, that we must be able to get to our chief, our elders, in where they live. And that's what you see as progress. I can assure you, you don't have to preach to me about it because I know it. We know that agriculture potential are abounding here. When I go around and see the places, we are not begging country. All we need is for those things to be put into place that will make our people develop themselves. I thank your son from this county who saw the potential in me and appointed me Minister of Agriculture. And you know very well that during that time, we were producing our own food. We were selling produce to the world market. We're exporting cocoa and coffee. We must go back to those days. We must produce ourselves. If you can't feed yourself, you cannot control anything about yourself. And the potential is here, the land is here. All we need is to open it up. And for me, priority number one is road. Number two is road. Number three is road. Number four is road. Number five is road. And so today we are here to thank you as we even pass through to go to other parts of the Southeast. We are seeing that, you know, the LNA, I want to thank you, LNA, because everybody who knows the LNA used to know they were on the air, forcing and causing. Today, you don't hear that. The LNA is a very responsible organization. We work with the youth at the Federation of Liberian Youth, at the YMCA, because we believe the youth are not just future leaders, but people that we need to empower for the progress of this country. I want to thank you for their support all over. This is not part of the speech, but I want to call, before I forget, let me just call Elena, come here. By the time I come back, I want all the young ladies here to have my photo on their fingernails. You can see it. We got machine now to do that. So my fingernails here, you see all the photos, we'll send you the machine. And that will be good. So we're going to send you here to train you to have that photo. These are some of the small ways you begin to make small money. We are saying that we want our people, our university students, to be the best. We have already spoken about the state university in a state of collaboration with other universities. That's because we believe that our people should settle for nothing than the best. But we can do that better if we open up this country. So when I talk with the Americans, the British, the Chinese, they ask me, what is your first priority? I said, we have to open up the country. If we open up this country, job opportunity will be created. So I'm here to say to you today, I thank you. And I know this is the first time within these years that Grand Jeter will vote with their mind, with their consciences, to make sure that they show that they have a friend, someone that when he's sitting our manager will think about Grand Jeter almost every day and meet him. We are doing friendship on respect, on confidence, and I know that I can trust you. For me, what we do here for you, I don't feel like it is doing something for ourselves. Because if you are better, we are better. All the young people, the young women, everybody standing there want a future. And that future we have committed to create together. So today I'm here to say to you, thank you for inviting us. Thank you for this opportunity. We thank our senator who has been with us, who together with 18 other senators who were brave to say, we trust you. You know, when you work with people and they show trust in you, that's the beginning. You who know the Bible, Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? They said, who do you say? If the people that you work with don't trust you, who else will trust you? And so that confidence is because of the relationship with them. We respect them. We're honest with them. We learn them. And this country is ours. Nobody else can develop it but you all standing here. So today, you're not taking a chance. You're making a real investment in the candidate that will improve this country, a candidate that is committed to this country, a candidate that has sat up and said, all that we do in this country, we should think Liberia, love Liberia, and build this country. Nowhere else but Liberia. After 170 years, we have no excuse because God has given us a chance. And I can assure you, together, come January. And God has already wiped the king for you because I'm number one on the list. So you have no problem. You have no problem to look for the name. We just make sure that you do it correctly. And at January, we already talking with people what's going to be for our people. I want to say to you, God always has time. This is a time for our people. This is a time for our people in those villages, our chiefs and elders. In fact, the chief will be surprised that I have written each of them a letter. I will give a letter to them to tell them that we believe in them, that this next time is going to be their time for us to develop our country. So I'm here to thank you. I'm here to say to you that God's time is here for Liberia and for our people. As you see, if 50 years ago they had hired Gay, Senator Gay, who would think about road to his home or bridges, by this time this country would have been well developed. But this time around, nobody has to add because our interest, number one, is in our people, number two, in our people, number three, in our people. Because for the age we have attained, we always talk about the 14-year war. But 14 years might not, I mean, you subtract that from 170, you still got 156 years. What did we do with it? Even if you take out the Unity Party 12 years, you still got 144 years. So we have no excuse. But it was God's time, and this is the time. So vote. Come October 10th. I know most of you don't want to hear Unity Party, but for God's sake, vote your conscience and vote me in Unity Party, because this Unity Party is going to be yours. A party that will build this country together. We want to thank you, thank you for granting us, thank you for that room, thank you for all of our great people here. God's time is here, and we bring our country to our people. We can always be praying in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana. People should begin to pray for us, and we are bound to do that. Thank you. All of you here being the son, and I can assure you, it's not too long, you will see transformation of this country. Thank you, and God bless you. Now that we're here, we know that the senator is here. Senator, we say the campaign for the Unity Party in Grand Deal of this great county is officially launched, and we know that Grand Deal is that county that is going to prove that we are together in this country in the new Liberia to come. Thank you very much. Senator, I hope you land here for any other thing, but you know it.
I went with in the government. So we have 300,000 healthy. Thank you.